Democrats will let Ilhan Omar keep committee seats despite anti-Semitism. By Joel B. Polak on February 11, 2019. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Democratic Party leaders in the U.S. House of Representatives will allow Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, to retain her committee seats, including her seat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, despite her anti-Semitic comments Sunday alleging that Jews had bought Congress's support for Israel. Roll Call reported Monday evening, original links. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said he takes Omar at her word that she didn't intend to be anti-Semitic when she said lawmakers took pro-Israel stances because of political contributions from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, SIC. Omar has unequivocally apologized for the comments, after Democratic leaders called on her to do so, saying she did not mean offense or to invoke an anti-Semitic trope about Jewish money. At the same time, the Minnesota Democrat affirmed her opposition to lobbyists like IPAC being involved in politics. IPAC does not contribute to candidates. Moreover, Omar's opposition to lobbyists is highly selective. Earlier Sunday, prior to the controversy, she retweeted a statement of support from the Muslim Public Affairs Council, a lobbyist group. In her apology, Omar resolved to continue criticizing IPAC. Republican leaders and some Jewish groups had called for Omar to be removed from her committees, as they had removed Representative Steve King, Arya, after he appeared to condone white supremacy and white nationalism in the New York Times interview, and even though King denied having done so. Pelosi's decision leaves a radical left-wing Democrat with a record of anti-Semitic statements in a position to affect the future of U.S.-Israel relations, thanks to her position on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.